The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken bacon ranch loaded potato olays, just $3. Chicken bacon guac street tacos, just $2. Chicken snack quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hey, good evening and welcome to the Atchison High School Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for a hoops doubleheader this evening as the Phoenix are playing host to the Wamego Raiders. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Constantine here, courtside. Great to have you along here this evening as a great number of fans here from both of these teams. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. Bring you starters, bring you insight, bring you the tip right after this.
It's the holiday season, and all of us at Exchange Bank wish you the very best, not only today, but every day of the year. We're extremely grateful to our customers for allowing us to be your banking partner and trusting us to continue to serve you with your banking needs. Merry Christmas to all from all of us at Exchange Bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison High School Gymnasium. The public address announcer beginning to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, four of the visitors. The Wamego Lady Raiders under head coach Rebecca Jones come into the ballgame this evening at 1-0. And it was an impressive win as they knocked off Big Sevens Sabetha 52-29 Tuesday night. Starting for Wamego this evening is going to be senior Paige Donnelly, senior Ryan Alderson, junior with Maya Gallagher, junior Ashton Pearson, and Trista Hubler, also a junior. So two seniors, three juniors starting for Wamego. For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Nick Reband, Atchison coming into the game at 2-1. They are springing off a big win last night. In fact, for Atchison, it has been a very busy week. This is their third game in the last 4 days. So they're either going to be road tested, court tested or really tired. We'll see how it shakes out. And boy, Coach Rebant, he's had to maneuver around and adjust his lineup and his rotation. And tonight, he's going to be starting Jamiah Booker and Samara Downing, Katie Harris, Presley Simpson, and Rain Burkhalter. Atchison in the home, white with red and gold. It'll be Wamego, the Raiders in the traveling black uniforms with white and red lettering and trim. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Official comes into the center circle. We're about ready to get underway. The ball goes up, the tip of the way, and Atchison comes up with the basketball, and we are underway. Presley Simpson will dish it over to the left side. They'll feed into the lane. Pulvich puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to go out of play, off Atchison. Comes Wamego. We are less than 10 seconds into the game. Up over the basketball is going to be Trista Hubler. Hubler will work it over to the left side. Change over, kick the dribble to the right. Now bring it out to the top of the key. They'll reverse the ball back to the left. Out on top, a dead away straight away. Three up, and the high carom will hit the support cable, and it'll be taken out of bounds, brought in by Atchison. 7:36 to go. Game not moving along very briskly here in the early going. Atchison will put it in play deep in the backcourt, and they are going to be facing some full court pressure. They will bring it up. Lob pass over to the left side. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Ashton Pearson. She'll go coast to coast, shoot and miss. Offensive rebound rejected out of play. It'll come back again to Wamego at their offensive baseline. We're a half a minute into the game. The ball in on the left side. The baseline three is up, rattles around, and it won't go in. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Atchison. Burkhalter coming up with the basketball, and here comes the Phoenix. End of the forecourt, taking it down. First to the left side, then to the right. Burkhalter will take a little skip pass. Now they try to feed into the middle. Looking for Samara Downing in there, but it's going to be knocked out of play by Wamego. Coming back into Atchison to their offensive end. Still less than a minute into the game. We've got a lot of stoppages of play here. The feet will come to the right side of the free throw line where Katie will go in, go up, can't get it to drop. Rebound tipped out. It's rolling on the floor. It'll be picked up at midcourt. Scooped and run, and the shot is up too hard. Offensive board up and a foul. And two free throws coming, you bet. Foul is going to be on Atchison. We'll see against whom it will be called. It'll be on Rain Burkhalter. It is her first. And coming to the free throw line for Wamego, Ashton Pearson. We are a little over a minute into the game. Neither team has been able to put any points on the board until now. As Pearson will have hit her first of two free throws, Wamego has broken on top 2-0. One more shot. Pearson sends it up, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Katie Harris will clear it down. So Atchison trailing by one. The upcourt pass is batted away, and deep in the corner, loose on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. The Atchison basketball. I'll tell you what, these two teams are out there. It looks like they're just trying and hustling and getting after it, but a lot of errors and a little mishandling of the basketball and a lot of stoppages of play, a lot of inbounding so far, and we're a minute 14 into the game. Katie Harris is going to take the inbound. Dish it over to the left side to Booker. Jemiah kicks it back off on the top. Presley Simpson with the basketball. A little skip pass over to the right edge. Burkhalter looking in. Now the defender reaches in, grabs the ball, and Paige Donnelly is going to tie this thing up. Jump ball. Another inbound play coming this one for Wamego. 6:33 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 1-0 game. No, it is not the bottom of the third. It is 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Dump over to the left side, thinking about the three, stepping in, no travel call. The falling away shot is well off the mark, and the rebound on the floor. Atchison will clear it down. Here comes Presley Simpson with it. Simpson being guarded all the way up the floor by Trista Hubler. Simpson will change her direction, go over to the right side, come off the screen, lob it off down low. Backing into the lane is going to be Harrison. They'll reach in and foul her, trying to reach in and steal the basketball away. Atchison will have it in at their own offensive end. The foul is on Paige Donnelly for Wamego. So each team has one foul with 6:03 to go in the opening quarter. 1-0. Wamego's Lady Raiders in front of Atchison. The ball is going to be slapped out of Katie's hands. Here's a breakaway jailbreak down the right side. Running shot is going to be up and in. Ashton Pearson now has all three of her team's points. 3-0. Wamego, 5:47 to play in the first. up for the basketball. Presley Simpson, she's been doing the ball handling chores, bringing it up. Simpson gets over to the right side, plays off a screen, feeds it down low. The driving shot is up, and it won't go in for Samara. And the rebound, baseball pass to the other end, and the layup is going to be up and good. And that was incredible transition. When the shot went up, Flamingo had already run players to the other end of the floor. They just had an outlet to the backcourt, and they lead 5-0. We're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Reban. Taking a break, Jones at the time, 24 to go in the opening quarter. It is Flamingo 5, Adjus and nothing.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
As we return to the Atchison Gym, Phoenix looking to bring the ball into the forecourt, get tangled up a little bit, and quickly, and newly, rather, into the ball game. That's going to be Emma Regan. So Emma in the ball game for Atchison, and they'll try a little backdoor pass. It won't work. Looking for Samara down there, and instead, Flamingo comes up with a steal. The driving layup is up. It is no good. And hustling down court after the basketball is going to be lost out of bounds. Back it will come to AHS. We're at 5:01 to go, just a few minutes into the ball game. It is a 5-0 lead for the Lady Raiders. Full court pressure being put on by Flamingo on the inbound. Atchison has it deep in the backcourt, off the back baseline. Comes into Katie, back out on top of the go to Presley. Into the forecourt, here comes Rain Burkhalter. Her pass to the right side was anticipated and slapped out of bounds by Trista Hubler. So while Migo touches it last, Atchison will have it in. We're at the 28-foot mark on the far side in their forecourt. It'll be Booker to bring it in. Gets it to Harris. Katie looks in the middle. Pass inside. It's going to be batted. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And it's going to be off Atchison. So the Phoenix will turn it over. Atchison still looking for its first point of the game. We're 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Into the forecourt is going to be Hoover. Dumps it over to the right side. Pearson will have it there. Little left-hand dribble will accelerate into the lane. Little hook pass over to the left. There's no room there. Kicks it back on top. High arcing rainbow shot is too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Katie. Harris clears it down. She gets doubled up in the backcourt. Gets a bounce pass away to Burkhalter. Rain will outlet it into the forecourt down the right side to Emma. And Regan can't haul it in, but it would have been touched last by Flamingo's Paige Donnelly. Into the ball game. First substitution coming in for Coach Jones and Flamingo. And they will be bringing Riley Meinhardt into the game. So Meinhardt in for the Raiders. Atchison for the ball back in play. Nearly stolen away. It's on the floor. And say what the Flamingo team has going for it. They are not tall, but they are very fast and very quick. So they have both of those things going on. They're fast and quick, and they are mainly, they're very aggressive. They're aggressive defensively. They press the entire length of the floor. They anticipate the passes. They hustle. They dive. They'll go headlong. They'll hit the floor. They are hard working. Here's a feed over to the right block. The shot is up. A push to the back, and we're going to get a foul call. No, we're going to have a travel call. So a break for Atchison right there with 4:03 to go here in the first. And now the inbound is going to be stolen with that pressure. The layup missed. Offensive rebound, dumped over. Follow shot, there's a travel. Unaware and unprepared, the foul got into the hands of Paige Donnelly. And as she started to go up with the shot, she came back down with the shot, turning it over. Donnelly will go out of the game, and Maya Gallagher, who had checked out a moment ago, returned to the floor for Flamingo. 3:55 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison still looking for his first point, and the pressure again forces a turnover. Flamingo with the basketball. This ball has never got near midcourt. Here's a near travel out on top. The three-point shot aired out, missed. Offensive rebound pulled out by Ryan Alderson. Alderson will kick it to the right side. Here's a three. This one is going to be up and good. And Ashton Pearson has all of her team's points. It is an 8-0 lead with 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix is going to have to find the rim, and their up-court pass is going to be still looking away. Here comes Wamigo. The dish left. The layup, good. The transition is a little too much for Atchison right now, and Coach Reback is going to take a timeout, see if he can stem this Lady Raider tie. Timeout on the floor, 3:13 to go in the first. It is now Wamigo 10, Atchison nothing.
Have you tried the loaded A1 Steakhouse Burger at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill? Two beef patties topped with A1 thick and hearty sauce, creamy peppercorn sauce, and applewood smoked bacon, melted American cheese, and crunchy onion rings. It's got it all. Pick one up and be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we're at 3:13 to go, still in the opening quarter. And for Atchison, they're going to have to find a way to get some points on the board. Have not been able to score yet in the game, and the pressure that has been applied by Wamigo has been really, really a problem for Atchison. But have given out that timeout. Let's see what Coach Rebat has drawn up for his team. Now we're going to see Wamigo drop back. They're going to pick up at midcourt. As soon as it comes across the timeline, they attack the ball. The people come to the right side. Three-point shot up. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Pull back down. Katie dumps it over the left side. Jemiah has it. Back it comes to Katie. Feet across the baseline. Knock free. Stolen away. Up with the ball is going to come Wamigo. Quickly down the right time for the basketball. It's going to be Hoover. Back out on top. They'll dish it over to the left to Pearson. Now into the baseline corner. Left side. Three shot up. No. Rebound out of bounds. Atchison basketball. Touch last by Wamigo. And that was Riley Meinhardt. Another substitution coming into the game for Wamigo. We'll pick it up here in just a brief moment. Atchison putting the ball in play again. Having trouble battling up court with the basketball. Wamigo has rotated back at starting five back into the game is what they've done. Here's the lob pass out on top to Katie. Atchison with the basketball trailing it by 10. Here's a feed down to the baseline. It's going to get out of play. Touch last by the Phoenix. Been a tough opening quarter for AHS here this evening. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Nice crowd on hand, too. Wouldn't take much time to get them making some racket in here. Raiders, right side, square up, three, yeah. Paige Donnelly has her first three of the game. It is now 13-0. Wamigo. 2:02 to play in the opening quarter. Now Katie Harris is going to bring it up the court, has it stolen from her. Down the left side is going to be Donnelly, drives, lays it up, and hits it. Paige Donnelly with seven is now 15-0. Minute 47 to go. The inbound pass is going to be stolen by Wamigo. The feet into the lane. The backdoor layup goes up and an Atchison foul. So Atchison will commit the personal foul. The whistle is going to be blown on Presley Simpson. It'll be her first Atchison team foul too. At the stripe for Wamigo is Paige Donnelly. Paige has gotten the hot hand here. This free throw will not go. Hits the back of the rim and kicks away. 7 points for Paige Donnelly. A couple of twos and a three, but she's now 0 of 1 at the free throw line. Atchison going to the bench. We'll pick it up in just a moment as the second free throw. Also is no good. Rebound. Here comes Atchison. Into the game for the Phoenix, by the way, is going to be Taria Hayward. Baseline shot is up, missing. Rebound. Tied up. Jump ball called. And possession will come back to Atchison. Cooper will check out of the game for a moment for Coach Jones and the Lady Raiders with a minute and a half to play in the first. Inbound it comes to Katie. Harris left side of the free throw line. Pivots it over to the left. Down to the baseline. The rainbow shot is three. It's good! Atchison on the board on a three-point shot by Presley Simpson. It is 15-3 Wamega with a minute 17 to go in the first quarter. Lady Raiders on top of it. That's going to be Alderson over to the left side. Baseline two is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be tipped. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Atchison basketball. Atchison will bring it into Katie. She'll run down the court, but then be caught from behind, and the ball slapped out of her hands by Brian Alderson. Brian was just fast. She caught her from behind, reached in, knocked the dribble away. It goes out of bounds at the baseline. Atchison will bring it back in. We're at a minute to play in the first. Back over to the left side with it is going to be Simpson. It's knocked away from her. Katie tries to steal it back, and she will pick up a foul. So for Katie Harris, it will be foul number one for Atchison. That is now team foul three. We're inside the last minute of the opening quarter. There are, in the Atchison High parking lot, a lot of cars from Pottawatomie County, by the way. Fans have traveled well here tonight for Wamega. Long cross-court pass will be dished into the corner. Atchison staying with a little zone defense now. The feed, the shot, no. Rebound, Atchison. And trying to steal it back. That time the aggressiveness of the defense is going to cost Maya Gallagher a foul. Her first and Wamega's second of the game. 38 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Presley Simpson putting it in play. And again, the full court player defense. The press up the court is going to be knocked away. And now it's going to be tied up. It's on the floor. And great hustle over there for Atchison by Rain Burkhalter. She saw that thing and dove on it and tied it up. Possession, Wamego. Randy Meinhardt will inbound. Wamego walks it up. I don't think they're looking for a final shot. I think they have just one speed, and that is full speed. Back over to the left side they come. The dish down to the baseline. Gets away for a moment. It's going to be taken away by Atchison. Falling down and getting the pass away just in time. Atchison into the forecourt. It's going to be stripped away and then saved. The feed across. Down low. Out on top. From the top. It's a three. Wide right. Rebound. Wamego. They will have to hurry. 3 seconds in the forecourt with two. The running shot at the buzzer. In and out. And that is the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where in the ladies' game, the first of our doubleheader. After one, it is Wamego 15, Atchison 3.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
One quarter of the ladies' game in the book, and it has been all Lady Raiders are in front, 15-3 for Wamega. The scoring has been done primarily by two players, Paige Donnelly with 7 and Ashton Pearson with 6. Trista Hoopler. Hoopler has contributed to the other 2 points. For Atchison, the three was on a long shot, a 3-point shot by Presley Simpson. Possession arrow to the Phoenix, and Atchison will be putting it in play. Here's Presley into the forecourt, kicks it on the right side to Rain. Burkhalter goes over to the right block. Shot goes up off the woodwind. No. Rebound. Katie follows it up. Doesn't get it to drop. It draws a foul. So we will have a foul on Wamego, and it'll be on Riley Meinhardt for first. Katie Harris at the free throw line. She is a lefty and puts it right in. It'll be her first point of the game. Got one more shot coming here. Katie will eye it, send it on its way, and get some ball. Katie Harris and Atchison has scored five consecutive points now. After having trailed 15 to nothing, they're now trailing at 15-5. 7:40 to go in the opening half. Over to the left side of the basketball, and it's going to be turned over. Atchison gets it back in, so maybe the Phoenix will be able to get a little bit of momentum going here. Bounce pass comes into Burkhalter. It'll be slapped out of her hands and out of bounds by Paige Donnelly for Wamego. Coming back in again to Atchison. Still on the far side, just a little bit further up the sideline. Katie gets it away in the middle. That's going to be kicked out of bounds. Knocked out of the hands of Samara Downing and then kicked out of play. So now Atchison has advanced the ball to their offensive baseline. Looking in. It comes in out on top and we have a foul on the inbound play. It is going to be on Atchison, and it will be on Downing her first. So for Atchison, team foul four, one each on Downing, Harris, Simpson, and Burkhalter. 7.5 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. Coach Battle and the Atchison Phoenix will be playing Wamego in that one, so stick around. Shot goes up, misses, and rebound is going to be turned over back to Wamego. So Wamego continues on offense. And again, their high energy style of basketball has suited them well here this evening. They're out on top. They'll square up three. The thing is, they are not hitting a tremendous number of shots. Here's another three. That was an air ball. But what happens is, if you shoot a lot, you don't have to make necessarily a really high percentage to end up with a lot of points. I mean, if you're going to hit, you hit 20-30%, a quarter maybe of those three-point shots, as many as they've thrown up, that is going to be a lot. We're going to get a timeout taken by Atchison and Coach Rebatch. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, this break coming at 6:38 to go. We're still at the opening half of the ladies' game. It remains Wamego, 15, Atchison, 5.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
As we return, Atchison puts the ball in play, and as it comes in, the defense steps in front. A little extra step is taken, and Atchison's going to turn it over with a travel. 6.5 to go in the half. Back up the floor comes Wamego, and into the forecourt with the ball is going to be Hoover. Kicks it to the baseline left, and here's another three shot and miss. The rebound off the left block, kicked out to the free throw line where the 15-footer is up and in. Paige Donnelly now at 9 points, and it is 17-5. Wamego at 6:11 to go in the half. Now the ball stolen on the inbound. Here's Wamego cutting into the lane. The driving shot is going to be up and good by Hooper, her 4th point. 19-5. Inside 6 to go. First half. And now Atchison will turn it over on the inbound, and Wamego will have it back in play again at their offensive end. They look, kick it over to the right side. Here's Donnelly, steps inside the circle, puts it up and in for two more, and she's at 11. And it is now 21-5. So after Atchison combined behind 15-0, they scored 5 in a row, and now we have seen, here's a turnaround shot up and missing for AHS. Since that time, we have seen Wamego go on a 6-0 run. We're going to have a foul called on Atchison. It will be the second of the ball game by Samara Downing. Back into the game for Atchison will come Emma Regan and Kyara Hayward. Wamego down the right side, underneath the goal, too far down. The pass out on top is going to be batted free, but Preston Simpson could not corral it. It'll come back up on top. The three, it's up and good, and just into the game for Wamego, and putting the shot forward is Sarah Springer. Inbound, turned over. The shot on the other end won't go. Offensive rebound, Wamego. They'll kick it out to the left side. A three is launched and hit by Paige Donnelly. She's got 14. And Wamego continues to put the pressure on. Atchison having trouble bringing it up. We'll turn it over. Driving lane is going to be up and good by Donnelly. We're now at, 29-5. 4:42 to go in the opening half. Atchison into the forecourt. Presley Simpson drives into the lane, goes in with a runner. It's high and off the backboard beyond the front lip of the rim, but she will come to the free throw line, then we'll call a foul inside. Officials coming over to the scorer's table. The whistle is going to be the first foul of the game by Trista Hubler. It'll be Wamego, team foul four, and at the line for Atchison, Presley Simpson. Presley has the only field goal so far in the game for Atchison. His first free throw rims out. No good. Back into their, or no, not back, but into the game for the first time for Wamego is going to be junior Kirby McKee. Second free throw rattles up and in for Presley. 29-6. Up for the basketball. Here comes Wamego, and Trista Hubler is going to be the player bringing it up. Atchison has shifted to a, looks like the 3-2 zone. Yeah, clearly 3-2. Out on top, we get a little contact. We get a whistle, and it's going to be a foul called on Emma. So Emma Regan will have her first foul of the game. And Atchison now half a dozen team fouls, still with 4:20 to go in the first half. Hubler will take the inbound, roll around to the left side, keep the dribble alive and cut to the right. Now start to drive in, kicks it back off on top. Or is it travel? Yeah, there's the call. Hubler dumped it back behind her to McKee, who was kind of torn, and that indecision is always a bad thing. She didn't know whether she was going to drive to the middle, whether she was going to drive to the top, or maybe she was going to pass the ball, and went through all of those gyrations, ultimately moving her feet and turning it over. Inbound pass is slapped out of bounds. It'll come back to Atchison in front of the scorer's table with 4:07 to play here in the first half. Wamego enjoying a 29-6 lead over AHS. The ball comes in into the middle, over to the right side. Hayward has it. She's looking to the outside, not looking to the inside. Now her little skip pass is on the floor, saved nicely by Atchison. Recovered out there by Regan. Now the feed down to the baseline is going to get away, go out of bounds. It will come back to Wamego. 3:50 to go in the half. Wamego will walk it up the floor very patiently. Here comes Trista Hubler. Hubler pumps it over to the right side. Looking in is going to be around to the left. The feed in the middle. Atchison's defense collapses on the ball, and I think they're going to call in over the back on Hayward. Tyra will have her first personal foul. Six players for Atchison have committed a foul. Free throw is up and no good. So the front half of the 1-1 will not go. Offensive rebound followed up and missed. Hayward comes down with a rebound, and then the defense will reach in and tie it up. It is a still 29-6 lead for Wamego. They will bring it in at the baseline, inside, no one in the way, and her first points to the game. It's Ryan Alderson, 31-6. 3:20 to play, first half. Atchison's outlet pass into the back corner, into their forecourt, goes out of bounds. It'll now become Wamego's backcourt. Now put it in just behind the midcourt line. Atchison into the home white, Wamego in the traveling black uniform. The ball batted away, and loose on the floor, and Flamingo is going to be able to save it. Let's see. Atchison actually ends up kicking the ball. Back into the game. Flamingo's going to rotate a player or two. Essentially, they're going with 4 and 5 of the starting five out there yet with 3:10 to play in the first. Over to the right side with it is going to be Burkhalter. Rain feeds into the middle of the hall. Is going to be knocked free. Stolen away. Stolen back by Regan. And now a defender just jumps on it and wrenches it free. Flamingo back up the floor. Kirby McKee will come into the forecourt. Dribbles the ball way, hand way underneath. Palms the ball over with every dribble. Comes out on top. Back over to the left side of McKee. She'll launch three. Rebound underneath. Followed up. Rebound tipped around. Out of bounds. Atchison basketball. So again, it's not like Wilmigo's getting, you know, some phenomenal percentage of the shots to fall. They're just getting a lot of shots. Atchison will bring it in deep into backcourt again. It gets the full court pressure. Katie has it. Gets it to Rain. Now comes to Regan, and her upcourt pass is going to be stolen. Outlet down the floor is way too far. It's going to be out of play. Flamingo will go to the bench, and we are going to see two players coming in for the first time tonight for Flamingo. A freshman, Isabella Welber. I'll be able to remember that. And also checking into the game is going to be Kyla McAdam. Atchison comes down court. The ball gets away a little bit. Flamingo's going to jump on it, and it's going to be a tied-up basketball possession to Atchison. So Atchison will stay on the north end of the gymnasium. That is their offensive goal here in the first half with 2:19 to go before intermission. Skip pass comes out on top to Katie. She'll drive into the lane, puts a shot up between two defenders, and it won't go down. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back off on top, and it's going to be too high, too long, and out into the backcourt where it will be over and back. Trying to bump it out on top to Presley, but the pass is just a little too high, a little too far, and unable to be pulled down. 2:10 to go in the half. Whereas Flamingo comes up court for the basketball, I am obligated and pleased to share with you that you're enjoying High School Hoops tonight here on KAIRFM, Horton Atchison. As I say that, Ashton Pearson for Flamingo knocks in her second three of the night and her 9th point of the game, pushing the score now to 34-6, and Atchison turns it over on the upcourt play. We've got a minute 51 to go in the half. Flamingo back with the basketball, leading it 34-6. Topside with it, Flamingo. McKee over to the left. Here's another three, launched and hit. And Ashton Pearson is more than willing to shoot the basketball. Here's a drive down the court. Skip pass over to the left side. That's going to be Jemiah Booker. Comes out on top to Katie. Back over to the left. It's going to be Simpson. It's three. Yeah! How about that? Presley Simpson with her second three of the game. It's now 37-9. Minute 17 to go before intermission. Here's another three. Good from deep on the left side. Sarah Springer knocked it down. Again, the Flamingo offense is really not that complicated. You bring it down the court, you move it a little bit if you have to, but the minute someone gets open, and they particularly prefer, it seems like, the baseline corners, the minute you get open, you shoot the ball. And again, you don't have to hit them all because you're going to hit some. Atchison's going to have it in the forecourt. Shot is going to be up off the back of the rim, and good, and what a half Presley Simpson is having. 42-11. And as we come off the floor, we get a whistle and a foul. We're going to count the bucket. We're going to have a foul on Katie. It'll be her first. It is now 42-11. One shot coming here. We're down to 46 seconds left, and the free throw is good. Flamingo. They're all over it here in this game. Atchison into the forecourt. Now tangled up on the side. The pass comes over the right. Hayward looks in, books in, no rooms, tries to bounce it back out on top, and it's going to get away and get out of bounds. It will come back again to Amigo. Half a minute to go in the half. Amigo walks it up. That's Ashton Pearson. She swings it over the left side. Springer, Sarah back to Ashton. She'll launch another three. That one does not go. And again, she is very happy to put that ball on the way. Up the floor, here comes AHS and Presley Simpson. She'll have it knocked out of her hands. And with 6 seconds left in the half, Wamego will have a final opportunity. Coach is pointing at the clock until they can see him. Hey, got to get the shot up in a hurry. Probably didn't have to tell him that. Here they come. And they'll bring in the forecourt. And with 1 second, the shot will not get away. They took too much time. And we've come to halftime. We'll be back here to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Atchison, Kansas. We're in the score in the girls' game at intermission. Wamego 43, Atchison 11.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium as the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got their game coming up next, but a quick recap of the opening half of the ladies' contest. For Wamego, how about this? Paige Donnelly with 16, right behind her, Ashton Pearson with 15 points. 2 leading scorers for the Lady Raiders. For AHS, great half for Presley Simpson with 9. Katie Harris has the Phoenix other 2 points. Stay with us. Second half of the ladies' game coming up live. And then again, it'll be the boys' game here on Care Radio. But right now with that intermission score, the Lady Raiders, 43. The Atchison Phoenix, 11. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it's halftime.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball from the Atchison High Gymnasium. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a few minutes, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Benedictine basketball tomorrow afternoon, with the women taking to the court in the Nolan at 2 p.m. as the Ravens play host to Park University. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Then next Tuesday, we will have Atchison versus Ottawa. As Ottawa comes to town, the girls should tip at 6 p.m. The boys should tip sometime right around 8 p.m. Friday night brings us to Atchison at Rossville. We'll be on the road with the Phoenix. Girls' game is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Boys' game is scheduled for 8 p.m. And of course, on Thursday night, join us for Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Sports Studios. It's where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion care.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few finals in tournament play. Perry Lecompton girls have beat Wellsville with a score of Perry Lecompton 52, Wellsville 17. The Lynn girls have beat Red Cloud out of Nebraska with a final score of Lynn 46, Red Cloud 31. In the Wabunsee tournament, the Frankfurt ladies have topped the Manhattan Chief 35-27. And at last report, I had a clear score of the Holton Lady Cats Sabetha Blue Jays game. It was a score of 17 Sabetha to 14. However, the broadcaster has stopped the stream and it comes on intermittently at 23 with Holton at 23, Sabetha at 16. I will have that score as best I can a little bit later. Taking a look at some boys' games, Frankfurt has topped the Manhattan Chiefs 65-62, and the Lynn boys fell to the Red Cloud boys out of Nebraska 40-32. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Blair Milling and Elevator would like to wish a Merry Christmas to all. Stop in this holiday season for all your livestock needs at 1000 Main Street, Atchison, Kansas, or call our nutritionist, Garrett Williams, at 913-367-2310, or our sales rep, Craig Wishcroft, at 785-547-5419 with any questions you may have. From all of us here at Blair Milling, we want to wish you a joyous holiday season.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 30. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high of 48. Lows around 31 tomorrow night, clear skies and quiet. Warmer Sunday and Monday with highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 30 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 40.3 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is out of the west-southwest at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity 81%, barometric pressure steady at 29.47 inches of mercury, and the dew point is sitting at 35 degrees, giving us a feels-like temperature just above freezing at 33 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. We're about ready to go with the second half of tonight's girls game. And then, of course, it'll be the guys' contest coming up next. So stay with us for that, if you wouldn't mind. That would be great. We get set to go to the second half. It is a 43-11 lead for the Wamego Lady Raiders. Remember in their first game, Wamego bumped up Sabella 52-29. Alternate possession, awards the basketball to Wamego. We are underway. Lady Raiders operating from right to left across your dial. Here it goes. The ball comes in. A quick three up. No. Followed up. Yes. The follow shot by Trista Huber. She's got a half a dozen. 45-11. Wamego. Atchison, right side. The little lob pass comes into the middle. The dish over to the left. Looking for Katie. It's going to be slapped away out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. And also for Wamego, it is not necessarily a matter of if they can steal the ball, but if they can deny you having the ball. They'll knock it out of bounds, and then they're perfectly good with that, not giving you a shot. Here's a shot up, though, missing. And on the rebound, go to the floor. Jump ball possession, Atchison. 7:23 to go in the third quarter. Presley Simpson will do the inbounding. Presley's having a nice game tonight. She's got, nine first half points, and the inbound pass is going to be mishandled and stolen. The breakaway layup down the other side, up left-handed, is going to be up and good. Paige Donnelly is now up at 18 points, and it goes to 47-11. And we are still at 7-11 to go, third quarter. Ball's going to be batted away, but they're going to call a foul. Reaching in. And again, Wamego will reach in. That's the first foul of the second half. Second foul of the ball game by Paige Donnelly. Inbound pass is batted, saved by Katie Harris. She'll dish it down to the baseline, and it's going to go off the hands of Jemiah Booker. Jemiah was getting ready. She was squaring up, looking for the rim, thought that the shot was going to go up, and Katie had decided that she didn't have a very good look at it and was going to share it over with a teammate. Atchison drops back. They're going to be in the 2-3 zone. 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Around the outside goes Wamego. They'll dish it over to the left, feed down to the left block. The kick comes back on top. They'll go to the right corner. You know, here's the three. It's going to come up, and it will, and it's in. Again, they move the ball around just enough for someone to get a decent look, and that's our Ashton Pearson. She is at 18. So Donnelly and Pearson, 18 apiece. It is 52-11. And coming down the court, Atchison is going to have a getaway. Gets it out of bounds down to the baseline. Back it comes to the Lady Raiders. Back over to the left, out on top, a little bit of a head fake, the dish into the corner. Here's a three launched and hit, and that's another one for Ashton Pearson. One in the first, two in the second, and two more in the third. That is her fifth three of the game. We're going to get an Atchison timeout. Joseph, if you'd be so kind. It occurs here at 6:05 to go in the third quarter, and the score is now Wamego 53, Atchison 11.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let me go ahead, Coach Brian McIntosh, with his clipboard out, diagramming away over here to our left. And during that timeout, Atchison, the second team to leave the floor and come out. Atchison's going to be out there with Jemiah Booker, Samara Downing, Katie Harris, Presley Simpson, and Rain Burkhalter. 6:05 to go in the third quarter. The ball will be long to Atchison from deep in the backcourt, and we're going to see Wamigo shift, and they are going to go to a player defense. And they're going to pick the ball up at midcourt. Into the forecourt with it is going to come Presley Simpson, kicks it over to the left side, and it's going to be stolen. The driving lamp is going to be up and good, and that's two more points for Ashton Pearson. So Pearson at 23 points as it goes to 55-11, and 5:50 to go in the third. Down the right side, skip pass into the corner. Here's a baseline three. It's up and a little too strong. Rebounding go back down is going to be Pearson. She'll bring it up the floor, dumps it over to the left side, feeds off into the middle. It's going to be Vanderpreen stolen away. Here's the thing. Ashton Pearson is not very tall. I'm going to say Ashton is 5'4". Don't know that. We have no stats. I'm just kind of eyeing it up. But I'm going to say I don't think she's 5'5". Probably 5'3 or 4". And right now she is at 22 points in the game. Here's a feed, goes over to the right side. It's going to get away, go out of bounds, and it's going to come back in to Atchison. For the Phoenix, the inbound work done here by Rain Burkhalter with 5:05 to go in the third. The ball comes into Katie Harris. It's just going to be slapped out of her hands and stolen away. And quickly up the floor is Huber, feeds over to the left side. The kick to the baseline, the jump shot from there is up and good, but we're going to wave that all off, and Wamigo will have a three-second violation called against them. So Wamigo will turn it over, and back up with it will come the Atchison Phoenix. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Down with it is Simpson, Presley to the right block. Kick back on top, batted free, and it'll be Paige Donnelly coming up with the basketball. She'll steal it away and bring it up the floor herself. Dumps it over to the right side. Driving in is going to be Hoover. Shot is up. No. Tipped up. No. Hoover's follow shot. No. Rejected. And a rebound down this time too. Jemiah Booker and Atchison with a nice defensive stop. That trip up the floor. Baseball pass to the left side. Katie turns, shoots, can't get it. But we get a whistle. We get a foul. That was a over-the-top firing of the basketball as a pass down to the left side of the lane. Katie couldn't get it to fall, but because she got fouled, it is going to be foul number one of the ball game for Wamigo's Ryan Alderson. Team foul two of the second half, and Katie's free throw is up and good. She has 3 points tonight. All of them have come at the free throw line. Sarah Springer into the game. Riley Meinhardt into the game. They were the first two that came in for Coach McIntosh in the first half. Second free throw up. It is good. And Katie is 4-4 at the line. It is 55-13. 4:18 to go. Third quarter. Around the left side it goes, looking into the middle. Now stepping inside the circle. The pass comes back over to the right wing. Kick out on top. Squaring up. Launch a three. It's very wide to the left side. Rebound up high. It's going to be taken down by Atchison. Burkhalter coming up with the basketball. We'll bring it into the forecourt itself. Now dumps it over to the right side. Presley will go to the free throw line. Back over it goes to Rain. Swings the ball back and forth above her head. Kicks it down to Katie outside the left block. Turns and shoots. It's going to be a little bit short. Rebounding it back down is going to be Downing. Samara kicks it up to the top. A running shot. No. Katie with a follow shot. It won't go in. And the rebound down to Wamigo. Springer comes up with the basketball and she will bring it up the floor, dumps it over to the left side now. Inside the lane, the shot blocked by Katie Harris, and here comes Atchison. 3.5 to go in the third. Atchison, right side shot, high up off the window, but no good. Bodies all over the floor, and you heard the thump. That was somebody hitting the floor hard. Here's the feed over to the right side, and nice movement of the basketball into the forecourt. Results in a easy layup for Riley Meinhardt, and we get a timeout. We're taking a break coming here at 3:15 to play. We're in the third quarter.
It is Wamego 57, Atchison 13.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Hey, it's great to have you with us here. Coming to you from the Atchison High School Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. As the Phoenix get the ball into the forecourt, we are now at 3 minutes to go in the third. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Driving it down, it's a three-on-none break, and the layup is up and good. Paige Donnelly at 20 points now. It is 59-13 at 2:45 left. Feet over to the right side, trying to get it into Katie Harris, but it's going to be slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds on the near side. Springer touch it last. Coming into the lineup for Wamego, perhaps the tallest player on the team, Isabella Wilbur. So Wilbur played in the first half, did not score. Now we have a foul on the inbound play, and it is going to be on Rayan Alderson. So Alderson will have her second foul. Katie Harris once again coming to the free throw line. Free throw. Round and round and good for Katie. One more shot for Harris. High, arcing, good. Classic shot. 59-15. Atchison gets a couple of points on the board. Here's a baseline shot. Up, no good. Rebounding it down. Harris. Presley Simpson up the floor. No right-hand dribble. Now a bounce pass into the forecourt. They've got in the game now Emma Regan. And Emma's cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Outlet down the left side. The driving layup is up and rolls through. Paige Donnelly now with 22 points. It is 61-15. 2:09 to go. Still third quarter. Walking it up patiently is Presley. Over to the right side to Emma. Fending off her defender with her free hand. Looks in, needs some help. Bounces it off down low. Now trying to get it through the lane. The ball is going to be booted out of bounds down to the baseline by Paige Donnelly. Back it will come to the Phoenix. Trista Hubler comes back in for Wamego as Coach McIntosh bringing starters back into the game. He only leads 61-15 with a minute 49 to go, third quarter. Back over to the left side, driving into the lane. The shot up off the window and off the rim, but won't go down. Wamego with a rebound. Here comes Hubler. She'll drive it down the court herself. Goes in, finger roll good. Hubler at 8 points now. 63-15. Atchison swings it over to the left side. Oh, nearly lost backcourt, but they're going to say it was touched. We're at a minute 15 to go. The feet down low is batted, a whistle and a foul and a little contact. Wasn't a lot of contact. Our official will stroll over here to the scorer's table and let us know that it's going to be on Isabella Wilbur. Wilbur's first foul. That's going to be team foul four now by Wamego. Atchison has yet to commit a second half foul. And we're down to a minute 13 to play in the third. Fourth quarter will go very quickly, Joseph. Just a heads up, as they told me from the scorer's table at halftime. Here's a little baseline play, but a turnover by Atchison. Back it comes to Wamego. 1:09 to go in the third quarter. 63-15. Atchison playing its third game in 4 days here today. In the Phoenix will drop down court, set up in a 2-3 zone. Here's a three, way outside. It's good for Sarah Springer, her third three, 66-15. 48 seconds left, third quarter. Regan will stop, pop, off the window, no. Katie had the rebound, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Back it will come to Atchison. And a little confusion by the crew here. Now they got it squared away. Bringing it in for Atchison is going to be Rain. Her caller tries to get it into Katie. It's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. We still don't have Riley Meinhardt out there. She got a hand on that one. Rain will put it into play once more. 39 seconds left. It comes into Katie. Knocked out of her hands again. A couple of players for Wamigo crashed to the floor, and it's going to come back to the Lady Raiders. Wamigo presses it up the floor. 33, 32 seconds left, and into the forecourt. Working around to the left side is going to be Hubler. Hoover drives the top of the key, cuts down the left side of the lane, dishes into the corner. The three-point shot up is partially blocked. Rebound to go back down. Atchison. 17, 16, 15 seconds left. Now reaching across Paige Donnelly. Knocks the ball. It'll come back in for Atchison. Right by Bill down there at the scorer's table. Katie brings it in. Here's Rain with it to Katie. Emma in the forecourt. And her cross-court passes into the hands of Paige Donnelly. Donnelly will go into the lane, skip it over to the right side, shot is up off the window, no good, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Time out of the floor, we go to the fourth. It is Wamigo, 66, the Atchison, Phoenix, 15.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
The third quarter saw the Atchison Phoenix ladies score 4 points. They were all off the hand of Katie Harris, as she was 4 of 4 at the free throw line in the quarter. She's 6 of 6 at the line in the ballgame for 6 points. The other 9 points for Atchison belong to Presley Simpson. She has 9. For Wamigo, the battle is on between Ashton Pearson and Paige Donnelly. Pearson 23, Donnelly with 22. And it will belong to Wamigo. We're underway here in the fourth quarter. Ball over to the baseline right. Looking inside is going to be McKee. The shot is up off the window. It's in and out. Nope. Rebounding it back down. Wamigo out on top. Here's another launch by McKee. No. But again, here's a driving one-handed runner off the window. No. And again, the ball comes down. Wamigo just reaches and pushes and shoves and slaps at the ball. And as Atchison comes up with it, they bat it away again. Feet over to the left side. The kick over to the right. The easy layup is going to be up and in. So count that bucket for Maya Gallagher. So Maya, one of the starters out there for Wamigo in the game. It is now 68-15. And we're at 7:06. The ball slapped away, saved by Katie. Over to the right side it goes. Driving in is going to be Burke Calder. Has the ball ripped out of her hands, and they're going to call the defender from Wamigo for over the back. And that foul is going to be on Kirby McKee. McKee's got her first foul. That'll be 5 team fouls for Wamigo. Still Atchison with no second half fouls. The free throw here is up, and it is good. And that's going to be the first point of the ballgame for Rain Burkhalter. One more shot here. Rain will eye it, send it on its way. It'll hit the back of the rim, and it'll carry him away. Won't go down. Trista Hubler up the floor with the basketball. Into the forecourt she comes. Alternating hands with the dribble. She'll cross near the center. Dumps it over to the left side to Alderson. Alderson comes back out on top. Pearson. Pearson swings it over right. They'll drive into the lane, put her head down, just force the ball into the middle. Shot won't go. Follow shot won't go. Another rebound pulled down by Wamigo, and they'll push it off on top.
Now to the left, to baseline three. No. Rebound followed up. No. Rebound followed up. Yes. The bucket for Maya Gallagher. She's gotten four now. And it is 70-16. Katie Harris with the basketball up top side. Burkhalter will look to the middle. Pass inside, and they're going to call an over the back on Gallagher. It'll be her second foul, and that's six now by Wamigo. So Hutchinson will be coming to the free throw line, and we will get our first look at a group of subs checking into the game at 5:06 to play. Subs in at 5:06. It is 70-16. Skip pass comes in, and it is Doan. Flying down the court, driving underneath. The little crossover from the left side. Sarah Springer has 11. 72-16. Atchison starts right, drives left. Presley Simpson between the circles now. Katie looking in, looking in. Begins her dribble, dumps it over to the left side. The shot for three is up. Nope. Rebounding it down is going to be Wamigo. Coming up with that rebound, a freshman, Brecken Erickson. And Brecken is probably 5 foot, maybe? 4'10". She is small. Speaking of 4'10", 4'10 to go in the game. And now she will take this shot. It hits the window and almost goes in. Rebounded inside, won't go. Rebound on the floor, picked back up, and coming back out on top of it is going to be Brecken Erickson. And another shot, won't go. Rebound, Atchison. Wamigo gets their shots. I'll give them that, 3:45 to go. Atchison to the left side. Simpson, they'll feed in the middle. Katie, a little cross the baseline pass, comes back up on top, into the hands here of Rain. Burkhalter goes back to Jemiah. Looker tries to get a shot away. It's partially deflected. Rebounding back down is going to be Isabella Wilbur. Here comes Wamigo. It's a 1-on-3 break, and the defenders didn't even look, and the driving shot is going to be up and in. The bucket by Erickson. And it is now 74-16. Looking out on the court and seeing Atchison making a substitution here. Into the game comes Tyera Hayward. And AHS up the floor gets away. Atchison will make multiple substitutions here. I'm going to check my roster. I've got Katie Nidir Nazarenko into the game. We've got Emma Reagan back in there. I see Samara still in the game on a baseline right. I'm looking out here as a shot goes up. Nope, out of bounds, and it'll come back to Atchison. I see Morgan Molt is on the floor. And also running it up for Atchison is going to be freshman Holly Banks. 2 minutes left here. Here comes the Phoenix. Atchison with it down the right side. Emma Regan backs in, pulls up her dribble, kicks it over the right side. Now the feet into the middle is going to be batted free. It's going to be lost out of bounds at midcourt. And they're going to say it belongs to Atchison with a minute 40 left. Atchison putting it in play right in front of the scorer's table. Holly Banks will do the inbound. She lobs it in, wanting to get it down to the baseline. She was looking for her teammate, Samara Downing. Down low, but a defender steps in front of it, and here comes Wamigo. Minute 20 left. Driving shot up the right side. Rattles and rolls, and it goes in. And that is two more points plus one for Brecken Erickson. So, Erickson has her fourth point. Free throw is up and good, her fifth point. It's now 77-16. We're in the last minute. Back up the floor with it. Here comes Atchison, Megan Molt. Over to the left side. Holly Banks will have it. She'll drive, put up a long two. How? Oh, it almost went down and bounces away. Lost down to the baseline. Off the fingertips of Reed. Atchison going to have to hustle up and bring it in. We're down to a half a minute to play. Inbound pass. Out on top. The shot. Banks. Off to the right side. Rebound out of bounds again to Atchison. They're going to bring it in with inside 20 to go. Banks will do the inbound. Holly kicks it off down to a beautiful entry pass, and the layup is up and good for Samara Downing. Samara hits the bucket. It's a little slow to get to her feet. They're going to have a foul on Wilbur, and is she going to shoot the free throws? And they will have her shooting the free throws. So hang on, Joseph. The game is concluded. Are we going to shoot? No. They're going to say, we will not, and that's going to do it. The final score in this one tonight, the Wameka Lady Raiders 77, Atchison 18? Should be 18. It is. Atchison 18, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Joseph, just what the doctor ordered, a little cowbell as we come back. Go to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Ladies game of the book. And the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. A quick synopsis of what occurred in the ladies' contest. Wameka came out fast, didn't quit, won by a big margin. For Wameka, leading scorer, Ashton Pearson with 23, Paige Donnelly with 22. For the AHS Phoenix, and tell you what, your Bank of Atchison player of the game is Presley Simpson. Presley led her team 9 points in the ball game, handled the ball up the floor a lot, did so many things really well, battled hard today. Presley Simpson, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Following her was Katie Harris, 6 points. She went 6 of 6 at the line. Samara Downing had a couple of points in range for Coulter with one. Atchison moves to 2-2. Wamigo is now 2-0. Stick around. The guys' game coming up next. We'll return. But right now, we're going to let you enjoy yourselves as we kick this programming back to Joseph and the CARE Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.